welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Kat.
And I'm Joe.
You are a great gelotologist.
Excuse me?
A gelotologist.
Well, I do like jello shots, but I don't think that's what that means.
No.
I mean, is that a foreign language? Jello, man, how you doing?
Jello?
Jello, man.
Oh, that's good. Jello, man.
Jello, man.
No.
No?
No. But the trivia question from Google.com is, what is a gelotologist?
It was easy for you to say.
Mm-hmm. Gelotist.
We've already established we do not know what that means.
Gelotology, from the Greek word gelos, which means laughter. You should know this because we were in an improv troupe together, is the study of laughter and its effect on the body from a psychological and physiological perspective. Its proponents often advocate induction of laughter on therapeutic grounds in alternative medicine.
Cool.
You know, those little groups where you get together and you...
But if it's not real, it's... Yeah. It's got to be real. It's got to be like us. Real.
We're real.
We're real.
We're so real, it's scary. Yeah. Anyway. Okay.
Bite, tongue, ouch. Anyways. Okay.
So, the theme of the day is?
Laughter. It's the best medicine.
No. Oh. But here's a hint. Your joke of a hint is from Reddit.com.
Okay.
Which we usually can't quote because there's nasty stuff on Reddit.
Yeah. Well.
Wow. Really nasty stuff, but this was a good thing.
Okay.
Okay, this is your joke. An etymologist and an entomologist and an etiologist. Okay. Etymologist, entomologist, etiologist walk into a bar.
What will it be, the bartender asked.
I'll have a beer, the etymologist said, a word which comes from Latin bibere, which means to drink.
I'll have a Caprieri, the etymologist says. It's originally dyed with crushed beetles.
Hmm. The bartender gives them their drinks. And for you, sir, he says to them.
I'm just wondering how I got here. The entomologist. Yeah, that word. Snot. It's going to be one of those days, huh?
Yeah, really. I had to write everything phonetically. And I'm good at language.
You
and
couldn't
this is
do something
hard.
Simple like pizza.
Oh, there's a good idea. We could do that later. Anyway.
Anyways.
So the theme for today is, you'll know it's, you won't get it.
Orgies.
That doesn't say orgies. It says ologies.
Oh, ologies.
Isms and ologies.
Sorry.
This is... Okay, Dave and Kat and my sister, Diane, are all laughing. This is a family show. Yeah, we have a guest
That's
here.
That's what I thought.
Joe.
I'm sorry. Joe. Forgive me.
Joe.
Yes, ma'am.
You need to behave.
I am.
My big sister is here.
Yes.
All the way from Florida.
What is she doing up here?
I begged her to come up and help me with my new place.
In the rain.
Yeah. I was driving through a thunderstorm to get her last night.
And she could be in Florida. Where it's hot.
Or I could be in Florida.
Where it's nice.
Yeah, I know.
And the beach is right
next
door.
She loves me, Joe. She loves me.
Good.
Yeah. But you have to behave because she's
here. I am behave.
She's rolled her eyes once already.
And 27 minutes to go.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. So, the curious word for the day.
Wait a minute. The theme today is ism and ologies. Okay.
Stop it. I have a book on this.
Why?
Because I wanted to know the difference between an agnostic and an atheist.
Wow.
And we're not going to get into that because we don't talk about religion here. But I wanted to know that. And also, there were a couple other things. When I was looking at what to get my master's degree in, I kept saying I want to be in etymology. And people go, you want to study bugs?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, I found this book and I bought the book. But I went online and there's a lot of stuff about this. Online.
Bad joke.
Yes.
Whether you're talking about agnostic or atheism, mm-hmm. there is no religion. So it's not, you're not talking about religion.
Moving on. Your curious saying or word for the day is ology.
Okay, ology.
This is from Listverse.
As in Stan and Ollie's?
Ology. Ology.
Yes.
Okay. Most of us learned at an early age that the Greek suffix logi means the study of. There are common terms such as biology, archaeology, psychology, and theology. Most mm-hmm. of us couldn't pass high school without taking a course that ends in ology of some kind. In fact, anyone could coin a new ology at any time. For instance, the study of lists could be called listology.
Okay.
The study of morons could be called moronology. So put the two together, and you have a word for the study of moronic lists.
Ology versus ism. What's the difference? Let's look at herbology versus herbalism. The first is the study of herbal medicine.
Wait. Did you say herb?
Mm-hmm.
Herb. It's not herb.
H-E-R is herbology.
Okay. Well, go with it, Joe.
You're interrupting me. You're killing my flow, man.
Sorry.
Man, I was in a groove.
Okay. You call it whatever you want.
So the first is study of herbal medicine, and the second is the practice of herbal medicine. People often ask me if I call myself a herbologist. However, I usually describe myself as a herbalist. I am, of course, both. No, I'm not. You really have to study in order to practice, but you can study and not practice at all, hence my reference towards herbalism. Anyone can practice herbalism, even in the small ways, every day.
Yes, that was our talk about herbalism and herbology. But yeah.
That's like you're saying when you go to Arkansas.
Well, yeah. Okay. So I have a top 10 list.
Yes.
And it's not numbered. Oh, ooh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's got 9 things on it.
9 for a top 10 list.
Yes.
Right on schedule. Okay.
And this is from WorkJoke.
Okay.
WorkJoke.com, which has, you can look up any profession and it has a joke.
Oh, this is bad.
So this is, I know, this is a chemist's last words.
A chemist's last words. Okay.
Yes. And the first one is, and now the tasting test.
Number two. And now shake it a bit.
In which glass was my mineral water?
Why does that stuff burn with a green flame?
And now to the detonating gas problem.
Ooh. Yeah, here we go. This is a completely This is a completely safe experimental setup. These are last words, remember.
Yes. Now you can take the protection window away.
Where do all those holes in my kettle come from?
And the last one, which is my favorite, and now for a cigarette. Do you watch MythBusters?
Yes.
I love MythBusters.
Yes.
But the stuff they do, why are they not dead? Because they blow things up. They try to prove.
Yeah.
Usually it's something that has to do with explosions.
But they're not always right.
But that's not the point. The point is to prove.
I know.
Whether it's right or not.
But then they falsely mislead people. But that's another story for another day.
So what do we like?
What?
What do we like?
What do you mean, what do I like?
What do we like?
Grateful Dead. Well,
this time in the program... We like
My skull, man.
Dumb Criminals.
It's from dumbcriminals.com. Ecoterrorist get 8 years. Oh, cool.
Ecoterrorist. But, yeah, he hangs out with the herbalist. Just go with it.
Byron physicist was sentenced Monday to more than 8 years in prison in order to pay $3.5 million for his role in a spree of arson and vandalism that targeted gas-guzzling Hummers and other sport utility vehicles.
Rejecting pleas for clemency from William Cottrell, a 24-year-old doctoral candidate in physics at the California Institute of Technology, U.S. District Judge Gary Klossner added more time to the sentence after finding that Cottrell was trying to sway customers with his anti-SUV message.
The slogan Cottrell spray-painted on the vehicles included, "Fat, lazy Americans," "No respect for Earth," and "SUV terrorism."
And you know, if you saw that, you'd say, oh, what's SUV terrorism?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would too. Cottrell's pleas for
evidently,
mercy.
Evidently, he was afraid of the Hummer.
Yeah.
I would be afraid of an SUV too.
You don't drive an SUV? What is that thing you drive?
I drive a truck.
Oh, okay.
I got it fixed. I'm back
in
my truck.
I'm a real man. I drive a truck.
Men.
Cottrell's pleas for mercy fell on deaf ears. Cottrell, who admittedly only spray painted and testified he did not know anything, that two friends were bringing the Molotov cocktails, promised he would never break the law again.
Yeah.
The two friends have fled the country to avoid prosecution.
Molotov cocktails, yes. I want nothing more than to be a physicist, Cartel said, I would do anything to earn any leniency the court could show in this matter.
Given that Cottrell was convicted on 7 counts of arson and 1 count of conspiracy, I think he got off easy. Arson's a serious crime which can get people killed. Just ask any fireman how he feels about arson.
Mm-hmm. Maybe spending 8 years with rapists, murderers, and common street thugs will give Cottrell the kind of enlightenment he really deserves. That's not the best punishment for him.
What?
He should have been forced to drive a Hummer for the rest of his life.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Good one, Joe.
Sorry.
Okay. Hold on to your seat. Hold on to your seat, Joe.
Here we go.
Okay, I got a top 10 list.
With?
From the OdysseyOnline.com.
Odyssey.
Yes.
Okay.
10 scientific ologies.
And that means we have how many?
10.
No, wait a minute. Wait, no. How many are on this list?
10 scientific ologies that you can't pretend you knew existed.
I knew this was going to be a weird day. We actually have 10.
We have 10.
Okay.
Yes. Would you believe that people actually spend their entire lives in these odd fields?
Yes.
Read them slowly.
Melis opalinology. Really?
Yeah.
The study of honey.
Not Melissa. It's not the study of Melissa.
Yeah. Okay. Meliso. Melis opalinology. All right. For those who ever believe all those that Winnie the Pooh was just a bear with a seriously disturbed honey addiction, it turns out he's just a bear with a seriously disturbing any career-orientated honey addiction. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Side note.
Yes.
If you're ever down south, and you find...
How far down?
Well, I found it in Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
But there's a place down there called the Savannah Bee Company, and they sell something called Tupelo Honey.
That's a song.
Now I understand.
Cat, what, how does the song go?
Your love is sweeter than Tupelo
Your
Honey.
Your love is sweeter than Tupelo
Honey. Now I understand it. But the Tupelo Honey, if you go in there, taste it first before all the other honeys, it is so good.
Yeah?
And it's one of two honeys in the world that will not crystallize. You can leave it, it'll last forever. And I love it. I have some at the house. It's just absolutely.
What, is it different kind of bees or do the bees?
No, they get it from Tupelo trees.
Oh.
Bees will go to the same source if it's full enough. So when you're down south, you get the Tupelo honey. The Tupelo trees, that's where the bees get the honey from.
Very cool.
Yeah, it really is a cool thing. So anyways.
Anyways.
It's funny that you should put that on there.
Yeah. What are we? We're on
number
nine.
Number 9.
Yeah. Just moving along quickly.
Cool.
Deltiology.
Yes.
Is the study of postcards.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Interesting fact. Deltiology is currently the world's third largest collecting hobby behind stamp collecting and coin collecting. Who would have guessed that?
I'll post to that.
Go on. Just, yeah, we'll talk about that later.
And I get this one. Pognology. Pugnology, the study of beards. I can picture the women specifically who excel in this profession staring at every single research subject exactly as if they look like this. And you can't see, but I have
a huge
beard.
Pointing to his, that's not even a beard anymore. That's like a small blanket.
It's my tickler.
Okay, whatever. It's beautiful.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Nosology, but it has a G at the beginning, so it's gnosiology, but nosiology is the study of knowledge. Sounds like a very knowledgeable occupation.
So you have to have a scientific field to study knowledge.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds
so
like...
So you're knowledgeable about nosiology.
It sounds like the hermeneutical, theological, philosophical stuff that these people that I hang around with. Anyways... Thaumatology, the studies of wonders and miracles.
You got that one, too.
Wow. At this point, I'm starting to wonder whatever possessed me to actually do this anymore. Nonetheless, however, press forward we shall.
I think of that every Friday morning. Why am I doing this?
What a miracle that is.
Because I love Joe and Kat and Dave. Okay, Irenology.
Yes.
That's spelled Irenology, but I'm sure it's not the study of Irene. It's the study of peace.
Would that not be Ren? Irenology.
Yes.
Okay, just...
Yes, yes, thank you. The study of peace.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be inner peace or outer peace, the world needs a lot more of either one. You're going to sing.
The world needs now is love, sweet love.
No, that was peace. Not love, but yeah, I was right on the same page with you.
Number 4, punology. The study of puns. After dedicating an entire career to studying puns of all things, for whatever reason, I would presume the probability of punologists recording or responding to any joke at all with a reaction just as dry, if not worse, in real life, exactly like this. Every exaggeration intended, extended, pause included.
There you go. I didn't really get that. I just copied them.
Yeah, it was punny.
Okay. Latrinology. The study of writing on toilet walls comes from latrine graffiti. There's actually something, the study of latrine graffiti. Yep. While this was not the most interesting or eye-catching example I could have used, yes, it really was, it was the funniest. I was genuinely tickled, and that was enough for me. Don't judge. How is this not funny? Toilet walls, like, I love Jim, with a big heart around it.
Yeah,
never mind.
That's not what I read on the
bathroom
walls.
Okay, go on.
Hippopathology, the study of the disease of horses. If known what you're thinking, and trust me, it legitimately threw me for a loop as well. But it's important to note the hippopotamus literally translates to river horse.
River horse. Had dinner with a lady that has a horse, and she was talking about when they get older, they start to have troubles. So I wonder if she knows that
a horse is
hippopotamus
a horse,
means
course,
river horse. But now I have something to talk to her
about. The famous Mr. Ed.
At last, but certainly not least,
yes,
campanology.
Okay.
It's not camping. It's the study or practice of ringing bells.
Okay. How do we get to that?
That is correct. The Hunchback of Notre Dame is actually a very educated man.
Mm-hmm.
Rumor has it he received a master's in campanology from the University of Why Does This Profession Ever Exist? With an arduous concentration, and nobody will ever know. Here's a fun fact, though. The ringing of bells hung in towers creates vibrations in the atmosphere. And that spreads so far with the flow of the winds, it can actually kill or neutralize any particles or insects coming around. Which has nothing to do with ringing bell and the hunchback, but yeah.
It's interesting. I mean, that's a very interesting... not for this.
No.
But I mean, just what size... I mean, you know, bells come in different shapes, right?
Right.
So obviously, there has to be something with... the size of the bell and the frequency and the pattern. Wow.
That's what happened to dinosaurs.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, okay.
the jungle people ring a bell. Come and get it! Anyways. Just jokes.
From work jokes again.
From workjoke.com. Oh, cool. A biologist phones his wife from his office and says, "Honey, something has just come up. I realize it's not my field season, but I have to visit my field site for the week. So would you pack my clothes, my field equipment, my blue silk pajamas? I'll be home in an hour to pick them up."
A week later, he returned. "Did you have a good trip, dear?" his wife asked.
It was just a typical field trip. You know, work, he explained, and at it. "But you forgot to pack my blue silk pajamas."
"No, I didn't," she replied. "I put them in the box of field equipment." Ouch. A biologist was interested in studying how bullfrogs
this is so good.
Can jump. He bought a bullfrog.
No live bullfrog was hurt during the experiment.
Thank you. Anyway, he sat the bullfrog down in his laboratory and commanded, "Jump, frog, jump." And the frog jumped across the room.
The biologist measured the distance, then noted in his journal, "Frog with four legs jumps to 8 feet."
Then he cut the frog's front legs off. I know, I'm sorry, cat. And again he ordered, "Jump, frog, jump."
The frog struggled a moment and then jumped a few feet. After measuring the distance, the biologist noted in his journal, "Frog with two legs jumped 3 feet."
Next, the biologist cut off the frog's back legs. I'm sorry, cat. Once more, he shouted, "Jump, frog, jump." And the frog just laid there. "Jump, frog, jump," the biologist repeated. Nothing.
The biologist noted in his journal, "Frog with no legs lost his hearing."
I know, that's awful.
It's an old joke.
You're not even going to comment on it.
No,
it's an old joke, really?
That is an old joke. That's been around for years.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's probably one that's... Oh, this is... I haven't been around for lots of years.
There you go.
Thank you. Yes, that's why I don't know it. A physicist, a biologist, and a chemist. You're actually younger than me, aren't you?
I think so.
Okay, we're not going to talk about that. A physicist, a biologist, and the chemist were going to the ocean for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
The physicist saw the ocean and was fascinated by the waves. He said he wanted to do some research on the fluid dynamics of the waves, and so he walked into the ocean. Obviously, he was drowned and never returned. I don't know why that's obviously.
I don't know, yeah.
Like, physicists obviously can't swim.
Of course, we did hear the background music. The biologist said he wanted to do research on the flora and fauna inside the ocean and walked inside the ocean. Now, he, too, never returned.
The chemist waited for a long time and afterwards wrote the observation, the physicist and the biologist are soluble in water.
An engineer.
I love this one.
A physicist and a mathematician and a mystic were asked to name the greatest inventions of all time.
The engineer chose fire, which gave humanity power over matter.
The physicist chose the wheel, which gave humanity the power over space.
The mathematician chose the alphabet, which gave humanity power over symbols.
The mystic chose the thermos bottle.
Why a thermos bottle?
Because the thermos keeps hot liquids hot in the winter and cold liquids cold in the summer.
So?
Think about it, said the mystic reverently. That little bottle, how does it know?
Okay. So I went on Twitter.
Twitter,
and typed in ism and then ology. Oh. And we only have two that we've come up with.
Thank you.
From Jesse Pesta.
Yep.
Notice all the flooding? Well, guess what? Fewer Americans are buying flood insurance thanks to, one, rising prices from risking risk.
Rising prices from big government policy switcheroo.
And the won't happen to me-ism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lindy Weir, I have a PhD in foolishology, focusing specifically on the culture of stupidity.
Hashtag ask a man. Sorry.
I don't get it.
Good. Okay. You're not, well, ask a man. From Goodreads.
That would require me to ask, and you know men don't ask
questions.
Don't ask.
For, right. Yeah, that's I know. Right. I know. Mm-hmm. Okay. From Goodreads.com, we have a quips.
Quips.
Quotes. Isms are not good. A person should not believe in an ism. He should believe in himself. Do you know who that's from?
Yeah, I've read, but that's cool. Ferris Bueller. Ferris Bueller's
Day Off.
I
didn't realize he was a pride. He was just looking at me. Okay.
Just remember, if we put it...
I took that day off.
Did you take the day off when that was on TV?
Just remember his other ism that he did. By turning the car and running it backwards, they got rid of all the miles that he drove.
How's that an ism?
I don't know. It was just funny.
Okay. I have a top 10 list.
Yes, ma'am.
From netfunny.com.
Notfunny.com?
Net. Funny. Yes, we're going to do a whole show where nothing's funny. Oh, that's every show. Netfunny.com. These are new crossbred isms.
I warned you. Yeah. Anyways, new crossbred
isms.
Okay. Oh, no. All right, folks. Saddle up. Put your seat in upright position. Put your tray in the stowed position. We're going for a ride. Number 9, anti-capitalism. Lend me $5, love. Corey, you're not investing in SNLs again.
Robotulism. And in Detroit, another 6 dozen industrial welders succumbed to Mrs. Dorfman's canned beans today, bringing the total cost to...
Super egoism. Mm. My conscience is bigger than yours.
Sakonnel truism. Mm. I love humanity as long as I take these pills twice a day. Hello. Do you know that? Never mind.
Salad barbarism. Emperor of the Vandals demand croutons and 40 stone of cress.
Yeah. I love this one. Yeah. Rose Bolshevism.
Duh.
With just 2 minutes on the clock, Leningrad needs 2 touchdowns to take the game. Laughs from Kat, side eye from Dave. Kat has to leave the room.
Vladimir does not get that one.
No, you don't get that
Vladimir
one?
Vladimir does not understand the joke whatsoever.
Oh, okay, well.
You Americans, Rose, you know.
I know.
Funny humor. Okay.
Funny. We're funny.
Kleenoxism. In the name of the Lord, sneeze the devil right out of all y'all.
Now, if you pronounce that right, clean exorcism, but, you know. Okay.
You say potato, I say potato.
I know, and you can sing this next one. It's okay. Hey Judaism.
Na, 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 na.
You gotta, don't make it bad. Take a Seder song and make it better. This last one's for you. My sister's going, why are you singing in public? You should not be singing in public.
Because improv people can do whatever we want.
That's right.
Lollipalooza populism. Made famous by P.T. Barnum.
Yes.
There's a sucker born every minute. you're killing me, Kat.
I know.
No, I retract that. You're not killing me.
Softly with my song?
No.
Okay.
I like living, so.
Ruminations. We got ruminations.
Cool.
Again, we didn't have them for a couple weeks. This is from the Covert comic.
Okay.
When it comes to their pessimism, every pessimist is an optimist.
Try to convince them that.
Just take a think on that.
Yeah, was that the enemy of the enemy of your enemy is my friend?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. From the Covert comic again. I saw a bumper sticker that said, "Don't let this car fool you. My real treasure's in heaven." Yeah, I'm sorry, but his heaven is even better than a 1980 Ford Escort. I'm going to have to seriously reconsider this whole atheism thing.
See, I found a joke for both of us. Just my luck. Life gave me guavas. This is from Tristan Fabriani.
It's my skull, man.
Just my luck. Life gave me guavas. Not much of a market for that sweetened beverage, is there, Mr. Optimism? Okay. I remember when I was in Hawaii and they're like, don't eat the guava.
Why?
Because they can make things out of it, but if you pick it and eat it, you need to have a restroom nearby. Yeah, the juice is okay, but the pulp and stuff isn't. Yeah. Oh, how much time do we have?
We got 3 minutes.
Okay. On the next page. Okay, this is a stretch, but I see your dad jokes and I raise you momisms.
Okay.
Yes. How many of these have you heard? This is from the Chive.com, which is a takeoff of The Onion.
Okay, cool.
So it's a satire on a satire, but it's hysterical. Anyway, the things we put our mothers through as kids, somebody has to nag the children, or who knows the sort of mannerless monsters would walk around plaguing society.
Anytime I poorly executed tasks as a child, my mom would say, use your head and not your feet. It came from my great-grandmother, so I guess that makes it a momism legacy. I hated it, but I can already hear myself saying it in a little ingrates of my own same day. People are sharing their mom catchphrases, and they pretty much capture the essence of our childhood.
If you're not bleeding, you're fine. It's mostly true. I made my sister mildly tough.
Whenever I made my mom mad, she'd refer to me as your son to your father.
Yes. And I'd ask my mom where something is, and she'd say, if I can find it, I can hit you with it. Delightful woman. Yeah. Okay. So.
Well, you know, that's like the old saying. I'm going to beat your butt here from king to here until kingdom come. Where's kingdom come?
I don't know. Wherever the king is coming to.
I never found it.
That is all we have for today. I'm Kat.
And I'm Joe.
And together we are...
Kat and Joologist.
No, together we're Kat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio and podcast and iPod. And
have a great week, folks.